Oh, good. You're home. That makes things much easier. I hope my favorite little tenant is doing well today. It's not obvious what I'm doing. I came in to perform a routine check on your apartment. That is part of my job as your landlord. Breaking in? Have you forgotten who owns this place? Your room is my room. I'm allowed to come and go as I please. It's all in the contract you signed. If you have any concerns about that, then maybe next time you'll read it a bit more carefully. It's adorable how short you are. However, your short-sightedness is another story. But really, you're overreacting. I'll be out of here soon, as long as you follow the guidelines I set when you first moved in. You have been following them, right? Excellent. Then there's nothing for you to worry about. You can just go back to watching TV while I have a quick look. Wait, what is the meaning of this? I found this sitting in a corner. Does this jacket belong to you? Yeah, I figured as much. Looks like your girlfriend left it here. I know I told you about our policy. You're not allowed to bring anyone here without prior approval, besides family. Am I understood? Well, if you really did understand, then why did you break the rules? Don't lie to me. I know you don't have a sister. Please, don't add insult to injury. Obviously, I have that info because of the background check I did on you before I took you in as a tenant. That's just common practice. Are you going to be surprised by every little thing? Or are you just trying to distract me from how you broke the rules? Did you and your little girlfriend have fun at least? I certainly hope you did. I hope it was worth risking your stay here. God, I really need to spell everything out for you. I'm saying the punishment for breaking the rules, as stated in your contract, is eviction. You seem pretty desperate to find an affordable place close to your college. But maybe I got the wrong idea. Perhaps you actually have plenty at auctions. And, you're only here to give me a hard time. Is that the case? Then why do you keep testing my patience? The rules are there for a reason. If you can't follow them, there will have to be some kind of... disciplinary action. Oh no, I'm not a monster. You know. See, I understand your circumstances, so it's not like I really want to evict you. I think you could be the perfect tenant with just a little... guidance. How does that sound as an alternative? You look pretty hesitant. I guess you would rather be out on the street. That's the response I was waiting for. Well, there's no time to waste. I'll get started right away. Don't worry. I'm not gonna hurt you. I certainly couldn't put physical harm into my contract. But I did manage to fit in a clause regarding a little, personal attention. For the rest of the night, I'll be staying here with you to better help you become a model tenant. So I hope you're ready for your first lesson. Plans? Why should I care about your plans? I have a job to do. You're not allowed to leave the premises. You'll stay here with me until you learn how to behave. First up, give me your phone. Yes, I am completely serious. Hand it over. Thank you. It's locked. I guess that's why you didn't put up that much resistance. Not that it matters. You should really come up with a better code. But now I can let your girlfriend know that you'll be busy tonight, and she doesn't need to come over. And send. That should give us some peace and quiet. What's wrong? It's not like you'll never see her again. But we can't afford the distraction. Just forget about her for now and focus on me instead. That's the first lesson. Getting used to the presence of your landlord. I'll make it easy for you. I'll sit here on the couch and you... You can sit on my lap. Huh. Good. You've gotten better at listening to my instructions. Although you could have sat down facing me. But that's okay. Since you're facing away from me, I get to, hug you from behind. Just like this. I get to squeeze you as tight as I want. Pressing together so close. I can feel you squirming, trying to wiggle away from me. But I guess height isn't our only difference. I think I might be just a little bit stronger than you two. And even though you're not facing me, I can tell how much you're blushing. I can put my cheek against yours and feel your anxious warmth. I wonder what I can do to make you even warmer. Or maybe I don't have to do anything. Maybe just sitting here with an older woman is all the simulation your heart can take. In that case, let's just stay like this for a while until you can get used to it. After all, I'm here to teach you, not break you. So, I can take all the time I need. Well, how is that? Have you gotten used to me yet? I guess not. Are you still thinking about that silly girlfriend of yours? What makes her so special? That was a real question. Being honest with your landlord is the second lesson on being a great tenant. So please, tell me all about her and your relationship. It's very important, since you broke the rules for her sake. So tell me what made it all worth it. Oh, so she's cute, huh? What else? How long have you been dating? A whole month? Wow, I guess things are getting serious then. I see. But tell me, how close are you two? Oh, you did? And what was it like when you went over to her house? Takeout? You mean she didn't prepare any food for you herself? Is that usually the case? Huh. That's too bad. I can tell by the dishes in your sink that you always go the extra mile when you bring her here. It's a shame she won't return the favor, even once. True. True. Maybe she's just busy. Or she doesn't think you're worth her time. Think about it. Has she done anything to prove otherwise? Really now? Then tell me, how affectionate is she? Huh. Well, if that question has got you confused, then I guess I have my answer. But don't worry, I won't leave you with any doubts. When I'm done with you, you'll know exactly how I feel. Huh. It feels like you've gotten even more flustered. Oh well. I try to hold back, but if you're just going to keep being so adorable, then you don't leave me with much choice. I'll have to eat you up right here like the snack you are. Mwah! I'll make it clear who you belong to. Not a bad kisser. You're even shy when you kiss me, you know that. Sloppy too. That was fun, and you look absolutely adorable. I bet your girl has never put you in a daze like this before. It makes me wonder, do you really need her? It sounds like she's the only one benefiting from your relationship. Are you even sure she loves you? I'm serious. She could just think that you're a convenient person to have around while she waits for a knight in shining armor. Or whatever. It's possible that she doesn't care for you at all, you know? I could take care of you instead. No, I mean it. I could cook for you, do your laundry, and even take out the trash. Oh, I don't mean anything by that, of course. The point is, that girlfriend of yours isn't really doing you any favors. But if you dumped her and agreed to stay with me, then every day I would remind you that we were meant for each other. You could be free of that doubt and hesitation that I hear in your voice. Doesn't that sound like a good deal? Oh, you'll give it a try? You know, you could be a little more honest, but this is a good start. We'll work on it another time. For now, why don't we head to bed? That's right. We. It's your final lesson. Come on, get up and take me to your bedroom. Oh, don't look so worried. I was kidding when I said I would eat you up. Okay, maybe not, but at the very least, I promise I won't do anything today or tomorrow. Deal? Perfect. I mean, not unless you beg me to, obviously, because there's no way in hell I'm gonna say no to that. You know, the day you had this mattress brought in, I thought it looked so comfy. Now I finally get a chance to use it. But you first. Go ahead. Get under the covers. I'll tuck you in first. How is that? Nice and warm? You look so cute all snug under those covers. Now, turn around. I'll get into bed too and give you a cuddle if you'd like. Like I said, I won't do anything. But if you're facing away from me, it should be perfectly safe, right? Now that we're like this, I can be the, what's it called? Alright, the big spoon. I'll do that for you again. I could tell you enjoyed it early on the couch. I hope I didn't make it too warm for you. Well, even if I did, I wouldn't move. Putting up with it is part of your tenant training. Yes, I've been completely serious this entire time. I still believe you can become my ideal tenant. All you have to do is let go of your extra baggage. You don't need to bring a girlfriend here, because you have me, and I'll always be here for you. But if that still doesn't appeal to you, just sleep on it. I'm rather confident you'll make the right choice when you wake up. Good night, sweetie. Aye.